Shalom, Australia. The State of Israel on Wednesday formally acknowledged that its air force destroyed a Syrian nuclear reactor in the area of Deir Ezzor in the pre-dawn hours of September 6, 2007, in a mission known to much of the world as Operation Orchard. The official confirmation ends a 10-and-a-half-year policy of silence on the affair. This strike constituted Israel's second application of the Begin Doctrine, which calls on the state to destroy any enemy country's nuclear capabilities. The doctrine was named for Menachem Begin's ordering the bombing of Iraq's Neset nuclear reactor in 1981. In that instance, Israel took responsibility for the attack almost immediately. The view that prevailed in Israel in 2007 was that keeping news of the strike as quiet as possible would help Syrian dictator Bashar Assad save face and prevent him from feeling he had to retaliate, which could have led to all-out war, something in Israel still reeling from the painful 2006 Second Lebanon War desperately wanted to avoid. Israeli officials refer to this policy as giving Assad a zone of denial. IDF Chief of Staff Gadi Eisenkot said last week, the message of the attack on the reactor in 2007 is that Israel will not accept the construction of a capability that threatens the existence of the State of Israel. In the lead-up to Pesach and Israel's Independence Day, there has been increased tension on the Gaza border and in Jerusalem and the West Bank, which have seen a rise in violent attacks. Last Sunday, a Palestinian man visiting the capital on a permit stabbed to death an unarmed Israeli security guard at the Old City of Jerusalem. Hundreds of people gathered on Monday in Kochav HaShachar for the funeral of 32-year-old father of four, Adiel Coleman, the security guard killed in the stabbing attack earlier. The sixth Global Forum for Combating Antisemitism was held in Jerusalem this past week. Speakers included Natan Sharansky, Naftali Bennett, Ayelet Shaked, Zipi Hotoveli, and veteran academic Shlomo Avineri. Ariel Musikant, the honorary president of the Austrian Jewish community, accused Jerusalem of pulling the rug out from under our feet and vowed to speak out against the Israeli government if it were to normalize ties with the country's far-right Freedom Party. He said on Tuesday that European Jews are living in Europe after the Shoah based on the mutual understanding that we A, will not forget the Holocaust and B, fight Nazis and anti-Semites. He called on the Israeli government to learn about history, look at facts, and see there's no possibility for Jewish people to push away what is going on in Europe today, which is a clear anti-Semitic surge. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered a professional review regarding the manner in which Israel will conduct itself vis-à-vis the new Austrian government. Bulgarian President Ruman Radev was welcomed at the forum as head of a country which saved its Jewish citizens during the Shoah. UK Chief Rabbi Ephraim Mervis used his address to issue an invitation to Muslim faith leaders. Please speak out. Denounce anti-Semitism. Please come to speak with us. We are willing to be brave, to be courageous, to engage with you. Meretz MK Tamar Zandberg was elected head of the party on Thursday after winning its first ever leadership primary, delivering a resounding victory over her rival Avi Buskila, a former head of Peace Now. Accepting victory in front of a crowd of party loyalists at its headquarters in Tel Aviv, the 41-year-old Sandberg, who has been a MK for Meretz since 2013 and a party activist for many years, said she planned to lead the Israeli left to better days. The Foreign Ministry on Monday denounced charges of arms smuggling by a French consulate worker, but said the incident would not compromise diplomatic ties between the two countries. Romain Franck, an employee at the French consulate in Jerusalem, was indicted on Monday for using a diplomatic vehicle to smuggle dozens of guns from Gaza to the West Bank. Franck, 24, was aware of the reduced security checks for vehicles with diplomatic license plates, which he used to illegally transport the weapons. Palestinian teenager Ahed Tamimi was sentenced to 8 months in prison on Wednesday after a military court approved a plea bargain in which she admitted to assaulting an IDF soldier in addition to three other offences. Tamimi was arrested 4 months ago after being filmed slapping and shoving IDF soldiers in her village of Nebi Saleh. Ahed's mother, Nariman, and cousin, Noor, were also charged for their participation in the December 15th incident. The 17-year-old's sentence will include time already served since her arrest. Following the sentencing, I had told reporters there is no justice under occupation and we are in an illegal court. A bitter dispute between Jerusalem and Warsaw over a controversial Holocaust law reached new heights on Monday as Kiryat Bialik Mayor Eli Dukorsky, son of a Holocaust survivor, was forced to cancel a speech he was planning to deliver to high school students on a trip to Poland. He was meant to deliver his speech on Monday along with the mayor of Radomsko, Kiryat Bialik's Polish twin city. The joint ceremony was cancelled when local authorities censored his speech. Dukorsky then decided to hold an alternative ceremony for the Israeli students and read out his full speech with the support of the Israeli foreign minister. Nearly 15,000 people demonstrated in Tel Aviv last night against plans to deport African asylum seekers. Organizers said the protests would make clear the widespread support for asylum seekers in Israeli society and highlight some possible alternatives to deportation, such as helping some of the Africans to move to areas of Israel outside of South Tel Aviv, where the majority currently live. 30 ultra-Orthodox protesters were arrested on Thursday in B'nai Barak after they threw rocks and tear gas at police officers and blocked Route 4. Hundreds took part in the demonstration that was initiated by the Jerusalem faction as an outcry against the sentencing to 45 days in military prison of an ultra-Orthodox draft dodger. A group of settlers who have been illegally squatting in the disputed Hebron building for the past 8 months evacuated the premises on Thursday. An army spokesman described the evacuation of Bet HaMachpelah as peaceful, with the residents agreeing to clear the building adjacent to the Tomb of the Patriarch's holy site, despite their opposition to the order. Three survivors of the Florida school shooting led the protest in front of the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv on Friday as part of a series of global march rallies calling for gun control. Sisters Maya and Eden Hevron and Dani Tielim, all who happened to be visiting Israel for family reasons, spoke at the rally, joining with some 200 people chanting, "Enough is enough." In Israel, Paddington Bear eats his marmalade on matzah. On posters advertising the new film Paddington 2, the British movie creation is given a kosher for Pesach makeover, with matzah replacing the bear's toast. Israel is gearing up for the festival, with supermarkets selling Pesach products, donations being gathered for the needy, kashering of homes and kashering of utensils in public places. Hotels here are booked out, and thousands will fly overseas for the Festival of Freedom. This is Peter Jones-Pelach, reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.